Hi, and welcome to 98% Pure Potato, the podcast. This is John Griffiths speaking. The campaign I wanted to look at isn't a particularly new one. It came out in 2017. But I thought it was quite an interesting one to look at because of the way in which advertising needs to track where the audience is and where there is change. The campaign I'm talking about is the Häagen-Dazs campaign. For years, it was basically using black and white photography. It was smouldering. It was famous because it was the first time an ice cream brand had introduced sex into eating ice cream and became popular, almost notorious, for that reason. And the last ad which followed that theme, I suppose, would be the Bradley Cooper one, where he gets himself locked in a room and there's a flirtation with a mysterious woman outside. And you can look for that one. What I find interesting is that when this new campaign came along, they used a Pharrell soundtrack. This was 2017. And suddenly, it's all gone innocent. If you look at the packaging, and if you look at the refits for Häagen-Dazs dedicated outlets, they're still premium, but it's all got quite innocent. And it's about luxury, while making the point that it's not too luxurious. Now, I struggle with this because how can an ice cream ever be too luxurious? Look at the price. So it's not just a question about setting luxury cues which put it out of reach. But the thing which is alluded to in at least some of the marketing press is the issue that if you're trying to get someone in their teens and 20s to go for an adult ice cream and their mother is still waxing enthusiastic about it, clearly has an association with it being a sexy ice cream, that's got to be one of the biggest turnoffs for a young person. Now, I think this is quite interesting because it's a reminder that you can't simply crank up brand values and to track with them because of the user image of the existing users. And if that starts to turn off the next generation of users coming in, then you have to change. What's interesting about this is that once a brand has become associated with being erotic, being sexual, you would think that's quite a difficult thing to turn off, that it would appear that people have short memories and that as long as you come out with new marketing materials which move away from the overt sexual orientation, suddenly the whole thing becomes different and almost innocent. And I think that's quite interesting. There's still sensuality involved, there's still luxury cues, but the straight erotic has just been left out and we've moved on. It's interesting because I'm now starting to look at other brands like Levi's, like there are other ones as well, where they've got a certain association and they change course. Of course they do. And I think one of the strongest things about brands is the way in which brands don't age. The user image ages, but a brand can rejuvenate itself and can turn up certain values and can turn down certain others and can neatly reposition itself within the space. I suppose we shouldn't be surprised about this, but it's just interesting to see it happening like that when one imagines that a campaign which has become famous exactly for that reason decides not to be famous for that reason anymore. So this is a relatively short podcast on that subject, but I just thought I would refer to those. And if you've got any idea of other campaigns which have similarly changed their profile simply to engage with a new younger generation, do let me know and I will feature those. So a relatively short session this week, but here we are with just a few minutes thinking about Häagen-Dazs. Thanks very much for listening.